Severe storms that triggered thunderstorm and tornado warnings left thousands without power across northeast Ohio Sunday afternoon. Outages were reported in Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Stark, and Summit counties. Numerous downed trees were also reported. More than 7,700 customers were without electricity Sunday night, but crews restored most service overnight, reducing outages to about 1,100 by early this morning. A fatal ATV accident is under investigation in Pike Township. Stark County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 6100 block of Cleveland Avenue Southeast around 3:30 Sunday afternoon for a report of a seriously injured rider. Investigators say the victim either fell from the vehicle or crashed while operating it on private property. The rider was pronounced dead at Mercy Hospital. His name has not been released pending family notification. The Canton Metro Crash Team and Stark County Coroner's Office are assisting in the investigation. Two Massillon residents were killed in a traffic crash Saturday afternoon in Wayne County. The Highway Patrol says 54-year-old Mark Sweeney died at the scene after his motorcycle was hit at the intersection of State Route 226 and County Road 51 in Ripley Township. His passenger, 52-year-old Michelle Sweeney, was flown to Summa Health in Akron with critical injuries and later died. Troopers say an 18-year-old Norton woman driving a van failed to yield at a stop sign and entered the motorcycle's path. She and a juvenile passenger were not injured. The crash remains under investigation. A Canton man has been sentenced to more than 32 years in federal prison for child pornography charges. 57-year-old Daniel Dobies pleaded guilty in February to charges of receipt and distribution of visual depictions of real minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct and possession of child pornography or child sexual abuse materials. Federal prosecutors say Dobies was identified in a 2025 online probe. He also admitted providing his roommate with child pornography. 46-year-old Shane Stouffer pleaded guilty in January and was sentenced to 20 years in prison. A Canton man is facing a murder charge after a Friday afternoon shooting in Cuyahoga Falls. Police say 18-year-old Evan Sampson was charged Friday in the shooting that killed a 35-year-old man. Officers were called around 3:15 to the 300 block of Aspen Place. The shooting reportedly stemmed from a domestic dispute. The victim's name has not been released pending notification of family. The Ohio BCI is assisting Cuyahoga Falls Police with the ongoing investigation. New owners are set to take over three former Massillon Elementary School sites following a public auction held Friday. The sale of the Whittier, Gorell, and Franklin properties generated nearly $700,000 for the district. Developers say single-family homes are planned for two of the sites, while the third will become a senior living facility. The sales now go before the Massillon Board of Education for final approval later this month. A 15-year-old Bedford High School student is dead after a drowning at a quarry lake in Aurora Thursday afternoon. Portage County officials say fire crews responded to the 300 block of Treat Road just after 4. The teen and a friend had been jumping from rocks into the water when he struggled swimming back to shore and went under. Divers later recovered his body in about 10 feet of water. Counseling is being offered at the school. Charges are expected in a Latonia case after police say an 8-year-old girl was found eating out of a dumpster at a local daycare. Latonia police say the investigation began Thursday after staff discovered the child outside the facility. The girl was taken to Akron Children's Hospital in Boardman and later placed with relatives. Police say the child's siblings were removed from the home and Children's Services is now involved as the case continues. The Columbiana County Drug Task Force says a search warrant in East Liverpool turned up crack cocaine and a handgun. Agents executed the raid Thursday afternoon at a home on St. John Street. Roughly 60 grams of suspected cocaine was seized along with a gun that had its serial number filed off. Officials say charges are pending while lab testing and the firearm investigation continue. The maintenance supervisor in the Jackson-Milton local school district has died. The district says 53-year-old David Cameron passed away following an incident reported at the high school Wednesday afternoon. According to a Milton Township police report, Cameron was hit in the head with a tree branch. Employees were administering CPR when officers arrived. EMS took Cameron to a hospital where he later died. Youngstown police are investigating after two people were shot in the city over the weekend. A city spokesperson confirms the shooting happened on North Lakeview Avenue. Both victims were taken to the hospital and were last listed in stable condition. No further details have been released. A Youngstown man has been identified after a fatal shooting June 7th on the city's north side. Police say 31-year-old Isaiah Donaldson was shot multiple times at his home on Bonita Avenue. A suspect, 29-year-old Isaac Chapman, turned himself in and is now in the Mahoning County Jail on a murder charge. He's expected to face a preliminary hearing today in municipal court. Mahoning County Republican Chair Tom McCabe has been reelected and will now lead both the party's executive and central committees. Party officials say the change follows the departure of former Central Committee Chair Drew Carschetti. The party also reelected two vice chairs and confirmed key staff positions. McCabe has overseen recent GOP gains in county races and says the party is focusing on maintaining momentum into 2026. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.